Hello and welcome to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. My name is Luke Burridge and this is the show where I review every single science fiction book that I read as I read it. There's no set schedule, it's just whenever I finish a book, I do the review and stick up here on the podcast feed for everyone to download and listen to and hopefully enjoy. Joining me today, like normal, is Juliana.
Hello, everyone.
And today we are doing an SFBRP short.
Yes.
Well, that was the idea.
Oh.
Because, well, I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to be short. It's because I was going to just talk about a novella. And I was thinking, we're going to talk about novella. There's not always enough to talk about.
Yes.
But I want to have mentioned that I have read them. And right. Some novellas are a bit more worthy than others.
Okay, okay.
You know, yeah. Like some of those Murderbot things, you know, they're kind of worth talking about because they're kind of culturally relevant in the
significant.
You know, in the significant and things like that. And, you know, your Robot and Monk books as well.
Yeah.
And also we reviewed, talked a little bit about Elder Race, and it turned out to be one of my favorite books from a few years ago.
That is true. It was very good.
Elder Race by Adrian Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity to talk about the shorter stories. Not short story collections, but novellas. So I'm going to get to like two novellas, which kind of came together, 4 hours each. I listened to them back to back, kind of like listening to a novel, like reading a novel.
Okay, by the same author.
Yeah, Adrian Tchaikovsky.
Ah.
This is going to be all Adrian Tchaikovsky. But first I'm going to mention a different book by him, which is Walking to Aldebaran or Aldebaran, depending on how you pronounce it. Do you think it's Aldebaran or do you think it's Aldebaran?
Aldebaran.
You think it's Aldebaran?
Yeah.
It's not Alderaan.
Mainly because,
when I asked you about that, you're like, Alderaan, isn't that from Star Wars?
No, Aldebaran is actually a planet that actually exists.
But do you say Aldebaran?
I say Aldebaran.
Yes. And Adrian Tchaikovsky, who narrates this audiobook, he's the narrator, he calls it Aldebaran.
Okay.
And I've just not heard, it's probably correct, I just don't know, but I've always thought of it as a bit more, I don't know where the word comes from.
From the way that in German we pronounce that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Different
with
places.
With emphasis on the beginning.
Yeah. Aldebaran.
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 Yeah.
Aldebaran. Either way. It's a book. With somebody who, there's like these, you go out to a big dumb object in space and it's got different wormholes in it.
Ooh.
Different size wormholes. And the wormholes open for different places and you go into these like tunnels which take you through the rock and it spits you out into other solar systems.
Right.
Like Aldebaran or Aldebaran. Aldebaran. And so you can, but you have to walk there because there's no way through except walking, like your machines all break down as you go through.
Right.
Anyway, it's a novella. It's a kind of a flimsy story. However, it's perfectly calibrated to include exactly enough story to be chunky enough for the time that you're reading it. Which is about 4 hours.
Okay.
In this case.
Yeah.
And so you're listening to it and you're like, okay, this is an unreliable narrator. And you're switching backwards between two time frames, like one in the past or like one now. And then like skipping back, oh, this happened, this happened, this happened. Now I'm doing this. Back in the past, this happened. And as it goes on, these two kind of overlap each other.
Okay.
Very unreliable narrator. And you kind of know it right away going in. And there's lots of gribbly stuff and it's a lot of fun. And it knows exactly... Like Adrian Tchaikovsky knows exactly how to pace a story to go, oh, this isn't a 20-hour audiobook, or this isn't 1,000 pages, this isn't 700 pages, this is 150 pages. I have 150 pages worth of story, setting, ideas, themes, character, and he puts it in the book and then it's finished.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's fun. And it was part of the Audible Free Library. And so, yeah.
When did it come out, that book? That novella?
I don't know. 2019 is Walking to Aldebaran. Anyway, that's not what the episode is about today.
Right.
But I just wanted to mention that.
It's one novella.
If I was to review it, well, in fact, actually here on Goodreads, I did give it something. What did I give it? Like three and a half stars? Like, yeah, 4 stars. But like, it's like 3.5 stars because it's fun enough while it lasts. But then there's not a lot of, like, nothing to sink your teeth into, really.
Yeah. The Goodreads, the rating at the top is 3.75.
Yeah,
that might
be
exactly.
That's about right. 3.75.
Say.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
The chilling story of a lost astronaut on an alien artifact from Arthur C. Clarke, award-winning Adrian Tchaikovsky. My name is Gary Rendell. I'm an astronaut. When they asked me as a kid what I wanted to be when I grew up, I said, astronaut, please. I dreamed astronaut. I worked astronaut. I studied astronaut. Yes, and he becomes an astronaut.
Okay.
And he's...
Somebody tells me something a lot, I start doubting.
No. He is an astronaut.
He is an astronaut.
Okay. No, that's not the unreliable narrator part. I will leave anything that up. There's not much more I can say about it until I start giving it away. But it's a fun setup.
Okay.
It's a good...
So it's worth reading.
It's worth it for the big, dumb objects in spaceness.
Yeah.
And then stay for the, you know, gribbly stuff, which Adrian Tchaikovsky, as someone who I think studied like biology or whatever, or zoology,
he
can't help but do stuff like the Adrian Tchaikovsky is at his best when he's doing kind of weird
creatures, alien stuff.
And how they interact with humans.
That's
stuff.
Good. That's what we want. All what right. I want.
Keeping that in mind, let's go over to the two novellas I really want to talk about today, which is the Expert Systems Brother.
Okay.
And the follow-up, The Expert Systems Champions. Now, both of these are about, like I say, 150 pages. Or this one's 167 pages.
Okay.
The other one is 194 pages. Both of them about a four-hour audiobook. In fact, I think I've got it right here. Yes.
All right.
4 hours and 2 minutes. 4 hours and 4 minutes. So, yes, he's got enough story to fill 4 hours.
And these two books are like a series. Like,
yes.
I like myself some small novella series.
It's a good novella series.
Yeah, that's fun.
Published in on Audible in 2019 and 2021. So like following the modern trend of, hey, we can put out just novellas, charge people a full Audible credit, although these are available in the Audible free library. So
did he also narrate those?
No, actually, and here's the thing, Adrian Tchaikovsky is a better audiobook narrator than the professional audiobook narrators get this in. Yeah, so Sean Grindel is fine, but he does have a way of talking where at the end of every sentence it kind of goes down. And it's really difficult for me to explain why it's so tricky to always hear someone who always goes down at the end of the sentence. I'm doing a much worse job. But I'm just saying, like, the vibe of him is always kind of a bit down. Meanwhile, it actually says here, audiobooks written by Adrian Tchaikovsky. But check this out. Audiobooks narrated by Adrian Tchaikovsky. His next book that he's putting out, Service Model, coming out in a month, exactly a month.
Okay.
Is also narrated by him. 12 hours and 21 minutes. You know what? I'm really excited to check that out because I was really impressed with Adrian Tchaikovsky narrating his own stories.
Nice.
Yes.
Are you pre-save it now? Pre-ordering?
I put it in my wish list.
Okay.
So I think when it comes up, it'll be... Although I do have 2 credits available, so maybe... But that's
cool.
It doesn't come out until next month, and I don't always like pre-ordering stuff. Right,
okay.
So...
Nice.
One thing that Adrian Tchaikovsky does very well is write a lot, which is great. I like someone who's prolific because there's always more books of Adrian Tchaikovsky. And even the stuff that we weren't that impressed with, what was that series where the first book was really good and then the second book was more of the same and the third book was even more of the same,
yes,
but kind of less so. Don't worry. Even that was fine. So it's good to have some novellas to go back to. And there's loads of other books by his. He's written whole like fantasy series or whatever.
Yeah,
and stuff like
that. He's just churning them out.
He has been churning them out from before I started reading him. Anyway, so in this case, we've got these two novellas, two like short novels.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of them would be fine, but together I think they work really well.
Okay.
In the first one, we have Handry, and Handry is someone who lives in like a kind of a fantasy world, but like on an alien planet or whatever, and it feels kind of fantasy because everyone's living this kind of like everyone's like growing their own food and making the thing. They've got like that they come together for festivals and there's different things like that. And you're
sounds lovely.
Right? No, it's not. It's not lovely. It's awful. It's awful.
It's
no, because in the same way that he did with Elder Race, which is like, it's actually a science fiction world, but some people on the science fiction world don't know they're in the science fiction world.
Oh, right.
Or maybe they do know they're in the science fiction world, but like the knowledge of the young people there, they kind of have to learn over time that this is, you know, there's other stuff going on.
They have
on
to
here.
Show themselves worthy of knowledge.
Well, not even that. What I'm trying to say is it's a fun thing when you start reading a book and you, like the main character doesn't know how much of a science fiction world that they live in.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, they find out more. Now, this can be done in different ways. Like I say, unreliable narrator, as in the previous book that I just mentioned, Walking to Aldebaran.
Mm-hmm.
Walking to Aldebaran. Aldebaran. It's an unreliable narrator. And what happens? You go through and as soon as you find out everything that the main character already knows and is keeping from you, the book ends.
Right. Okay.
That's what you can do with an unreliable narrator.
Yeah.
Like once you actually catch up and go, ah, so that's the big reveal or okay. the twist. I wouldn't say it's a twist, but there's it reveals exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Then you can stop the book and you finish. Here in this one, The Expert System's Brother, it works out in exactly the other way round. That the narrator is 100% reliable narrator, mm-hmm. says everything exactly, but he doesn't know the full... But we as a reader know what the world is going to be like.
Yes.
But he doesn't understand what the world is like. Like, he doesn't
understand... So the main... Handry.
Yeah, Handry doesn't okay. understand the whole... Like, the whole the system of the world. But we, reading it, can go, ah, this is obviously a colony on another planet which has failed down to the point where, like, everyone's had to been, like, genetically modified in a way to survive on the planet so everything doesn't kill them all the time. Mm. And the expert system is, like, there's some doctors. But when you're a doctor, you're not a doctor. Like, you don't learn how to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, you get, like, this wasp comes out and like burrows its way into your brain and then puts something in your brain and then like takes over half your face and that's the expert system, because you know expert system is like a way of like I mean it's a computer system can be an expert system, but it's like a big flowchart of questions and answers. Is it like this? Yes, no, right, take this way. So it's an advice thing. So like an expert system can be
right.
like in a when you call someone up on a phone tree,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, you click your way through if you want that
or
first
you can ask that, you know, you yeah. they can ask you questions. All right. Oh, is it this thing? Like, so an expert system is something that in its own right isn't intelligence, but holds a lot of knowledge right. that a non-expert can use the system and pass themselves off as an expert.
Right. Yes.
And
that makes sense.
So that's what happens in these cases. So there's doctor expert systems, which, but they call them demons and possession because for them, it's like, you know, it's all fantasy kind of thing like that. So yeah,
it's indistinguishable from magic.
Yeah, yeah, it is that kind of thing. It's indistinguishable from magic. Yeah. It's sufficiently advanced to be indistinguishable from magic for Handry, who is a young kid in the book, who doesn't understand what's going on. We as a modern day readers can read the title of the book, and the title of the novella is called The Expert System's Brother. So when it starts out and you think, oh, is this fantasy? You're like, no, it's got a science fiction title, you know, it can't be. Okay. So you're going into it, like the title of the book is priming you to be concentrating on, okay, what's the science fiction explanation behind this thing? Now, in Elder Race, I think is better than this because he did it both ways.
Yeah.
Like he actually had two viewpoint characters, one which is a fantasy viewpoint character, one which is a science fiction viewpoint character, and they're both experiencing the same story but from two different directions.
And they're trying to communicate with each other.
This is very much just from one, but then later on he meets someone who does have a bit more knowledge about what's going on and interesting stuff happens.
Okay,
but what's really fun is like the world building and the body horror the interaction between those things.
Immediately when you said this with the wasp and stuff, for some reason that reminds me of figs, you know.
Yes, this leans into the horrific, actually not so much the first book, but definitely the second book.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, that is, he leans in the second book, which is this the expert system's champion, is the idea of when, I don't want to give too much away, put it this way, the wasps come from a tree.
Yeah.
But then if the tree is going to be damaged, they all like leave, all the wasps leave the tree and need to go somewhere else. But they can't get there without a host. Anyway, don't want to go too much into it. It is horrific. And in the second book, there's a few flashbacks and a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
More like a different alien race comes in and more stuff. And again, these books are really fun.
Yeah.
From the point of view of body horror, like this is really gribbly stuff.
Alien like weird ideas with
alien stuff,
biology,
human
and
stuff. Well, because that's always the thing, like you arrive on a planet and this is like the dichotomy sort of like, do we try and stay 100% human and survive here and like try and bend the planet to our will, or do we do it, or do we go the other way around?
Are we adapting,
or do we adapt ourselves, or do we adapt our offspring to be able to survive on the planet, you know. And this is thought about and this is discussed in lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of science fiction. But in this case, it's just hitting it, like going straight into it. So I'm like, all right, what do you need to do? Like, what do you sacrifice? Like, how much of your humanity do you sacrifice to live on a planet that will kill you if you try and stay the same?
Okay. So the second book continues in the same place, it's like with the same people?
No, it's like, yeah, like some of the same people, but it's like set 10 years after the first book.
Okay.
So the first book is very much Hanji when he's young and doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then it picks up 10 years later where he's kind of like done some social engineering and like with myth creation and like new, what, how do you say, like not new myths but new ways of like ceremonies, like, okay, why do people have this kind of ceremony, why do they have that ceremony, why do they have this ceremony? It's to communicate things to the community and what's needed and what's
but
not
is
needed.
Is he learning about it, the tradition, or is he like manipulating, introducing new stuff?
Well, he's again, I don't want to give too much away because it kind of gives away some of the stuff that happens in the first book. Let me just say that if you come up with a different bogeyman, you don't have to be the bogeyman. And sometimes being the bogeyman is helpful to everybody.
Oh, okay, that's very cryptic.
It's cryptic, but I don't need to say too much more.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it's there's some fun, like it's really like I really like the thematic exploration of what it takes to be what it takes to just to make society work up against the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the odds are stacked against everyone, mm-hmm. and there's a lot to be sacrificed.
Okay.
So
wow. Does it continue? Is there like
coming
up?
That's why
it's
I wanted to talk about
books.
It. Yeah, Expert Systems Brother, Expert Systems Champion, and Expert System. Let me just click on it. Yep, just two.
No further
just two
series.
Books.
Okay.
Yeah, so two novellas.
And it ends, and it's like...
And it ends, no, like again, if it had ended after the first one, I'd been like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, not as good as Elder Race, but you know, as good as these are. 3.5 stars, no problem. It's a novella, not a lot to chew on, but what's there, very satisfying, and it finishes, and it ends just about where it should do, you know.
Yeah.
The second one, it doesn't have to do quite as much world building, but it introduces more stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's actually better written, mm-hmm. and, you know, I like the characters, and I like the problem a bit more in the second book than the first one, mm-hmm. but it relies on the first one, and again I'm like, yeah, they're 4 stars, 3.5, 4 stars, yeah, no problem
cool.
at all. And they're free on the Audible library, and that's what SFBRP shorts are for, is
Perfect.
To talk about these
it's
shorter
great.
books.
It sounds like a good thing. I will go and have a look if that is available in the library.
Well,
so
I would be totally up for just listening to one of these as, oh, like we're going on a road trip,
yes.
I can just leave them on my phone, I would totally listen to one of these again or another book.
Good idea,
you know.
That's a good idea.
Maybe
we'll
do a Matka again. Maybe I could just put the Matka on and see if I get more of it out the second time because you wanted to read that
one. Okay.
So it's just an idea.
Yeah,
like,
again, we have options.
We do have options.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. Next books. Any ideas?
No, I haven't. I've got 2 Audible credits left. I've got some things on hold in the library app, and so I'll get to them at some point.
Okay.
I don't really have anything because we're going on a bit of a road trip.
Yes.
Although on the way there, we're doing like 2 hours and then another 2 hours.
Yeah,
then
it's
another
not a lot of driving,
you know,
but the way back.
Yeah, on the way back, it'll be like 6 hours in a block. So I was thinking, hey, maybe in this road trip, we can polish off a four to six hour audiobook.
Sounds
and,
good.
And talk about it when we get home on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday sometime.
Probably not.
I'm sorry.
These days are going to be so full.
I know you got a concert
on
Tuesday,
and then you go on a work trip.
That's true. Either way, let's see if we can finish an audiobook on this next road trip.
Yes. Okay.
That's it. That's the podcast.
Cool.
I mean, I don't really have much more to say. Like, I could go in more depth, but I think the whole point of talking about these novellas is that I can read them and then not have to do a huge amount of talking about them. So
it's great. And I get to know about books, and people get to know about the books. I didn't know about them, so now I do.
Yeah, let's say all of these between 3 stars and 4 stars. So I'm going to give this whole thing, you know, 3.75 stars for any of these books, any of these novellas by Adrian Tchaikovsky that I mentioned, except Elder Race, which is like 4.5 stars.
Yes.
So that's much better.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's
great.
It.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.